This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, our reporters share what they saw as they covered the attack on the Capitol.
I was looking at the front door to the U.S. Capitol, and faces of, you know, that mob pressed right up against the glass, trying to break in.
An intimate look at what happened that day.
It was the culmination, really, of President Trump's lies, his allegations, all of the false things that he's been telling his supporters.
And what they and the country will remember.
In all the stories that I've done and all the places that I've been, I've never, ever found it as difficult as it is right now to explain to my girls what's going on in this country we call home.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts. Their symptoms run the gamut, from shortness of breath to heart palpitations to extreme fatigue. They have become known as long haulers, people who have been infected with COVID-19 but can't seem to rid their bodies of its effects months later. As the number of cases keeps climbing and surges around the country, it means more and more people will be struggling with similar problems. This medical mystery has the medical community scrambling. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
This is Greg Rosen trying to go for a short run a few weeks ago.
Just had to stop because I couldn't breathe.
This was Greg Rosen before COVID, sprinting to finish lines in marathons, road races, and relays across the country.
Even the other day, the act of folding towels left me breathless.
COVID has left me with some nasty migraines.
Baltimore middle school teacher Shamir Smith has spent the better part of the last 9 months in bed.
It felt like a ghost or a monster had started to inhabit my body.
And New Jersey father of three and guidance counselor Dane Tabano has terrible brain fog.
When it gets bad, I get like this buzzing and ringing in my ears, and my short-term memory is really poor.
And he's also struggled with tachycardia, elevated heart rate, since July. That makes it tough for the former University of Michigan wrestler to run his wrestling school.
If I actually stood in front of an athlete now and tried to work out with them in a wrestling practice, I don't think I could sustain more than 5 to 10 minutes at this point. But back when I was in the worst of it, I probably wouldn't even do 2 or 3 minutes.
These three previously healthy individuals are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s and are now suffering long-haul COVID.
For me, my experience has been intense acute illness followed by continued acute illness for months on end. So it's been about 6 months now that I've been sick.
Are you somebody that got sick a lot before?
No, I have no underlying health conditions.
I had no idea that in the course of 9 months that I would lose my vision or sometimes lose my ability to move my left arm and left leg.
By best estimates, nearly 23 million Americans are known to have had COVID-19. And of those, more than 375,000 have died. It's unknown how many of those 22 million others may suffer long-haul effects down the road.
There were many members of our group who were a couple of months into COVID and were not recovering and, in fact, were sort of spiraling and down and getting worse.
We first met Diana Barrett last spring after she founded Survivor Corps, an online community for COVID survivors like herself that's now grown to over 125,000 members.
I am fully clear of the virus.
Back then, she didn't think she'd be calling herself a long hauler.
I had a good 6-8 weeks where I felt like I was really much better. And then over the summer, I had a complete symptomatic relapse. I was having tremendous gastrointestinal problems. I lost so much weight. I could not put it back on no matter what I did. I was diagnosed with COVID onset glaucoma at the beginning of September.
And she certainly didn't think her 12-year-old son, Spencer, who had a mild case of COVID in March, was at risk.
He was sitting on the couch watching television and one of his teeth, his front adult teeth, spontaneously fell out with no blood loss. I immediately posted to Survivor Corps and said, has this happened to anybody? And the answers started flooding in of so many people experiencing spontaneous loss with no blood loss, cracked teeth, all kinds of dental issues.
There are tens of millions of people who are COVID survivors who may be carrying this vascular damage in their bodies with them going forward. And we can't leave those people behind.
Dr. William Lee is a vascular biologist studying the 60,000-mile network of blood vessels in each of us that connects every organ in every cell in our bodies, supplying them with nutrients.
We think this long hauler syndrome has a vascular component, which I study, a autoimmune component, inflammation, and also a neurological component. So this seems to be the three legs of the stool.
In March, he started studying lung tissue from people who died of COVID.
That beautiful lace-like architecture has been completely destroyed.
More recently, he's been looking at what COVID can do to the heart.
And on the right-hand side, you can see what happens in a COVID patient. When the virus infects the blood vessels in the heart, it completely destroys that normal architecture. This is sort of like a, you know, I call this a kind of scared straight image.
It's like, it reminds me of the image you see in the back of a cigarette box.
Exactly, exactly.
Dr. Lee has also been able to use special imaging software to see more than a CT scan can capture.
Acute, the small blood vessels are really wiped out. This is living patients. Long-term COVID, better, but not fully recovered. And by the way, this patient's CT scan of their chest was read by the radiologist completely normal. This is not completely normal. And this particular patient went to get a scan because she was still short of breath.
So how is it the average person who says goes and gets a CT scan and doesn't have you, Dr. Lee, supposed to know whether they have this long-term damage?
This is what I'm working on. I mean, literally, this is like a new page of the textbook of medicine, because we need to get the word out that this is the kind of research that is being done to give people an answer that what they're feeling is in fact real.
This is a phenomenon that is really quite real and quite extensive.
Good morning.
At a two-day virtual conference in early December run by the National Institutes of Health, one thing was clear. Doctors have more questions than answers about this medical mystery.
There's definitely still a lot that's unknown.
We are flying a little bit blind here. We're not exactly sure what we're looking for.
Wondering how much more of this I'll have to go through.
Shamir Smith has been through a barrage of tests, like this EEG, and often been told it's all in her head.
For the better part of 9 months, I spent time fighting for my life by myself and trying to get doctors to believe me. And it's been a harrowing journey. I do not want another Black woman to go into a hospital with these symptoms that go on and on and on and seem so never ending, and to be told that she's too smart to know about her body, or that she's too aggressive to take action on what happens to her health. I don't want that for anybody.
For Greg Rosen, months of debilitating symptoms without a clear diagnosis, prognosis, or even an idea of what lasting damage there is has been traumatizing.
These are the medicines I'm taking.
I feel like I'm fighting a battle against my body, but I'm also fighting a battle against the world right now. I think this is one of those things that even if I physically get well enough to feel more like myself, I think the emotional toll this experience has left on me will be something I never forget.
This is a situation where doctors need to listen to patients who are bringing their symptoms to teach us as medical community what's actually happening. It's the exact opposite of what normally happens, where doctors are telling the patients.
Shamir Smith's persistence to find answers is paying off. A new diet and medication regimen is making her feel a little better.
On my darkest days, in the dark, no light in my room at all, when I couldn't even really see anything, I could not imagine a future for myself. And now I actually can, and I'm happy about that.
Well, this is a cliche too, but it sounds like it made you stronger.
Yeah, girl. Yes. I would say that. Don't have me crying up in here. Yes, absolutely.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
Such important reporting. Thank you, Stephanie. And I know we're going to continue to follow this. What a story.